Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Here we are live at RadCon.
We are.
Both of us.
Live.
And a bunch of other people.
And this will be taped.
Say hi,
later.
Other people.
Hi, other people.
That wasn't predictable in
no,
any way.
No, not at all.
No one has ever made that joke right here first. Right. Two bards at RadCon.
Yep, you all got right. It.
So we're doing a live. Well, I guess they're all kind of live.
They're all kind of live.
This one's actually kind of half dead.
Almost live?
It would have been live and video cast if they had a Wi-Fi that was decent around here.
It's so weird because sometimes it's really, really good and other times it's just garbage. And we are in a clear dead zone. At the hotel, I checked the clear coverage area because I brought my clear coverage.
I thought you meant it was just
no.
We're clear.
Clear, no.
Because it's kind of cloudy.
No,
overcast.
It's not. It's not. That's not what I was talking about at all.
Okay.
But I brought a clear modem and tried to get signal and check coverage. Oh, no, it's everywhere around here, full LTE coverage. The hotel, there's like an outline of the parking lot, dead. So we are not video casting this one.
No.
So we cannot be bombarded by TIFF questions.
Nope, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And we're not being bombarded this weekend by any questions except one from Gordon Duke. So
you guys
we'll
are killing me.
Later.
You're killing me. A couple of you have asked, by the way. No, I am no longer on Facebook. We'll see how long it lasts, but I'm on Twitter, where you guys should be anyway, asking us questions, hashtag Two Bards Podcast. I quit Facebook for numerous reasons, the first of which is Facebook. So.
And I can't because someone has to moderate our page.
Yeah.
Seth.
Yeah, that's you. Oh, you should add him. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah,
actually. So we should start out this week talking a little bit about what we've done at the con.
We should.
Why don't you go ahead?
Okay.
Oh dear God.
I've blanked.
Well, you did opening ceremonies.
Oh, that's right. But didn't we have a panel before opening ceremonies?
Yes. Yeah, we had
GMing.
You had GMing.
Yeah.
I was.
Which
on
I don't know why, because I'm the bard who dies, and I don't GM at all. But
no.
It was a fun panel.
Oh, it's how to handle assholes in the game, I'm sure. They brought you on for, like, as a specimen.
Demonstration purposes.
Yeah.
That was,
I've played
was
with you,
role.
And he's not...
Hey.
Not like that.
Okay.
Also like that.
Yes.
But he's not a rules lawyer. He is a rules not knower in any way, but why can't I do it?
Right.
If I think it, therefore
it should be.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I did the opening ceremonies, and Jeremy Spray was really nice. Gave me a really nice compliment. Said this year I was much happier and not nearly as angry at the crowd. I did not know that I was an angry MC last year.
Not as, but still very.
Really?
I was.
But,
I'm gonna ask.
And everyone is nodding in agreement. Fine.
I read it as a bit. This is the shtick you're doing.
You would assume that he could actually keep that in his head. Well, but all right. Yeah, Jeremy, we just come actually to the opening ceremonies from the vendor hall where Jeremy bought a puppet.
That's where he got it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's not the only one, though. So.
Yeah. Great. Two bards, one wizard. Awesome.
I'm Molestro, the Grabomancer. Oh, I like you.
I feel unclean.
You are unclean.
How about if I raise you from the dead? Come on, buddy. Want to touch my wand?
Then we... Oh, if only you could
Wingardium
all see this.
Wingardium, grab my ass. This is mine now, by the way.
Oh, good. I'm glad, because I want nothing to do
with it. I was hoping we'd have a video podcast. Because
you may wake up later.
I don't like where this is going.
Beheaded and a big pool of blood in the bed.
You don't know how puppets work,
message.
Do you?
Huh?
You don't know how puppets work, do you?
No.
It's, there's nothing in. It's empty until my hand goes in it.
What?
Like your mom.
Willie,
no.
you're gonna make a mom joke to me.
They have nothing to do with actual mothers.
Oh, I know. But you know, it would be really hard.
He's adorable, though. He's mystical. He's basically David the Gnome, but kind of pedo.
Gnome pedo.
Oh,
not Geppetto, but
a pedo gnome.
He is very.
Yeah, I wish this was video.
Wonky. I really do too. Yeah, because everyone's like, "What are they? Why?" I don't.
Hey, man.
But then that's what they say every podcast. So
we don't do these for anyone but ourselves. So no, it doesn't really matter.
Not really.
Yeah.
What was the other panels I was on? Girls in Gaming. I don't know why they put a guy on the Girls in Gaming panel.
I've seen you throw.
I've seen how you dress as a bard.
Thank you, Laura. She just hit that unruly person talking back to us.
You obviously never saw Men in Tights.
You obviously haven't seen my costume.
We need an Omni for this kind of stuff, because they're not hearing any of that. It just sounds like we're responding
to
nothing.
Well, they might.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. No, who knows?
They're not going to.
We're recording on the Zoom.
This may be a throwaway podcast.
It may very well be
a throwaway podcast. Yeah. But we're here for you guys. Screw these people on the other end of the
mic. For the seven people here, this will be the greatest day of their life.
The seven. And well, like.
Because my wife is here with me.
Right, right.
And only because his wife is here with me.
We could just turn this around.
We could.
That would be fine. It would be really nice to do a podcast where we just sat back and...
Because, as we've already stated, we don't like to work.
We hate it. Oh, my God. Pushing that button was hard enough.
Yeah. I had to look up two different
Which
websites.
Is what she said, right? Okay. So you did women in gaming?
I did.
Okay.
That's the only way you
It's better than gaming and women.
Is it?
No, not really. They do that in Vegas, right? That's like the big draw in Vegas. That
yes.
What's that guy's name?
Luxor?
No, that's a hotel.
Oh.
Mystery or whatever, or fantasy or douchery. I forget the dude's name, but he
David
does.
David Copperfield?
No.
That's magic. Like your wizard.
It's an illusion.
See, it's all come full circle.
Get out.
What was it? Chris Angel Mind Flayer? Mind what? Chris Angel Mind.
I know I was enthralled.
Yeah.
Mind awful.
Something. Yeah. That guy's weird.
So I was on two podcasting panels, which right now, total irony. So.
Indeed.
Yeah. And you were on one as well.
I was
you
on
crashed
one.
One. You crashed
yes.
one.
I wasn't really there. I just sat there and ate carrots.
I'm sorry?
You sat there eating carrots.
Yes.
That's status quo. That's
which I was going to do, but I don't feel well, so I'm not going to eat carrots.
Really, carrots are your go-to? Oh, no more fucking carrots. I'm done with carrots. Like, okay, bacon or greasy.
We talked
or...
about what carrots do to a person's innards.
Oh, right, right.
Right now?
The digestive log flume.
Ew.
Hey, raise your hands. Get your picture taken. A lot of fun.
And now people know way too much information about my innards and how they feel right now.
Oh.
But thanks.
Totally changed my view about Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny was a racist.
That's true.
Oh, okay, so you already knew that. You were fine with that.
We
already knew when you passed your kidney stone, because then you talk about that on the air.
Yeah, that's true. You did.
Yeah,
you very
I did.
Much.
In fact, I posted the pictures on Facebook.
What?
Of the kidney stone next to a dime. It was three pieces of rather large kidney stone.
Yeah. Should have been a quarter. That's all I'm saying. It was a lot of kidney stone.
They would have looked smaller if I put them next to a quarter. The dime made them look bigger.
Hmm.
It's all about perspective.
That's why you only masturbate underwater?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm looking above.
Above,
so
it looks bent.
Right.
Right, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bohr's Law.
Bohr's Law.
Hey, man. Physics can be applied anywhere. Even your sick, sick, sick fantasies. Especially your sick, sick fantasies.
Yeah.
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 So enough about black holes.
Uh-huh.
All right. Additionally, it has been quite the con. And I really wish that we had more questions, because we were not prepared for this one at all.
No, this might be the shortest podcast we've ever. Let's hope we get 20 minutes out of this.
I know. Well, we're going to start taking questions from these guys pretty soon. And this one's devious looking, so.
I believe we're going to get.
Oh, now we're good.
Oh, okay.
Now we're good, yeah. Great. All right.
Just step up to the mic and start asking questions.
Question askers,
if
you actually hear. What?
What?
You.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh. Thumb is squarely.
Oh. I am not on my best right now either.
Really?
I'm just really tired, man.
Yeah.
So I said I'm not on my best. Oh, I'd sell this shit by the pound and I would be rich. I have a nice ass that's the thing you're supposed to draw from that. You're young one day. No. Not from me, but someday.
You're young one day?
No, shut up. Read. Let's go ahead and answer Gordon Duke's question. Are you going to read it or not?
Because we can't go any further.
No, we'll start taking it. No.
Than we are already. So I'm glad that I can say this. Gordon.
It just went blank.
Are you fucking
We have had.
Sign in again.
So we brought all of our professional audio equipment. And the laptop that we brought won't use it. It, like, won't hook up to it in any way. Just, like, the USB is completely, like, I can't start the device. Some cryptic error that I have never seen before, and I've supported Windows for, like, 10 years. Never seen this one. It's talking about duplicity and the folly of man.
Oh.
So.
All right.
Yeah. It's a...
Melville.
It disappeared.
But it came back.
Oh, okay.
It's at the bottom now. Okay. It's at the top. Gordon Duke writes in, he is at ThingUTS. How will the two bards celebrate if Neil deGrasse Tyson does actually bukkake your podcast? I don't think we've ever asked him to bukkake our podcast.
I don't, I think you might have.
Really?
I am actually positively sure at the end of one of the podcasts. You were kind of drunk and you specifically asked.
Right.
For him to make a field of stars across your belly.
I'm really pretty sure that I would have to be very, very drunk before I said that. But
not that drunk.
Shh.
No, if he came on our podcast is what Gordon's making the joke about.
Don't. See, that's what you're hearing.
And he's not.
Everyone
right.
says I'm dumb.
You keep bringing me back.
I know.
There's not even any words for how.
No.
We would celebrate by having Neil deGrasse Tyson on the podcast. That would just be awesome.
And not talk at all.
No. No, I would just listen.
Yes.
I would stare into his baby browns.
Here, this is yours, and please start talking. This being the microphone for those at home, not watching my gestures.
That are not awesome.
Do it again. Okay.
Louder.
I heard it. I heard it.
Okay.
From this side of the room, it kind of echoes off. I'm getting here. So thanks, Gordon. Next week, don't be a dick.
I can't believe no Brophy.
No
Brophy. Questions.
No. Yeah. No Lisa. No Lotta.
No Lotta questions. No where.
This is that dead air that we were talking about being death for podcasts.
Oh,
and apparently iPad is the cause.
Editing.
No.
No, this one's going to be edited by us just taking the card out and formatting it. I can tell that already. This one's not ready for prime time.
The Lost Podcast.
Yeah.
Dead air. Yeah. Okay.
Does anyone in the audience have any questions? Please come up to the mic and represent. Yes.
Represent
Mike.
What? Mike from, do I want to say it?
You can go ahead and say yes.
Northwest Nerdcast, yeah.
Yes.
Guys who went on the podcasting
panel.
I need to start drinking earlier in the day.
Or stop earlier yesterday, if I can do that. That would be great.
No.
The problem was everything I drank last night was like just loaded with sugar, so I'm processing that and the alcohol.
So you guys took me up to your
I like have drunk abetes right now.
Yeah, and somebody said, hey, we've got these drinks. We've got these alcoholic gummy worms. I'm like, yes! And then they were like, and we have these Jell-O shots. And I'm like, gummy who? Jello me.
No, like, no. And raspberry chocolate Jello shots.
Yeah, I thought it was this not going to like that. And oh, it was like six different varieties.
Yeah,
and it was.
And when you're eating a Jello shot, it's awesome because it's like giving the most like. It's like a rim job, but you
it's
know.
The most intimate drink you can have.
Yeah,
with your drink. So the question was,
why do I bring him back every week? I don't know.
So who after Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Who after Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, yeah. Look, think positively. So when he shows up,
right? Okay, because
who's going to be after that?
Because essentially, that's an n equals infinity kind of calculation.
Don't bring in math. That
Nick Cage.
Go to fucking hell. No. And we could get
you
Nick
got
Cage.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
We could
Tyson.
Get Nick Cage
I
right
want
now.
Nicolas Cage.
I can get Nick Cage for home videos. Okay, he'll sign on for that. So I don't want Nick Cage. Nick Cage doesn't want Nick Cage.
They're riding a horse.
There's like two people banging coconuts outside the door. This is really interesting.
I'm hoping that's what they're doing
outside
the door.
Really, Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Not, oh, I don't know. We could have Sean Bean.
Is it? Think positively.
We could kill Sean Bean.
Ooh.
Contractually.
You can kill Nick
Cage.
That, oh.
Please, please do.
In a cage match.
Do it. And add bees.
If only my look could translate through a microphone right
I
now.
Well, as soon as the podcast degrades to Wicker Man references, it's time. Like, it's almost time to end it at this point. But, you know, we'll let it. But no, not Nick Cage.
Okay, fine. De Niro.
Bill Nye. No, he'd probably just come.
I was going to say Bill Nye, but that's too.
I meant Ben Nye because I really like makeup.
No, Bill Nye or Bill Nye.
Oh, Bill Nye. Ooh.
Both.
Both, and they can debate.
Yes.
But not about creationism.
No, just
pancake
how,
recipes.
Which last name is better?
Bill Nye. Everybody knows that. Bill Nye knows that.
I'm not sure that he does.
I don't need you one-upping us.
But it's so easy to do.
Yeah? We.
Is she a science guy?
She died.
Is she a dead science guy?
She is now.
She's not a guy.
No.
She's a she.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
Any more questions? Yeah, come on up.
Don't be shy. Form a line.
Just a quick question. When you do live shows, how do you deal with hecklers? Hi, I'm Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Ron. Also from
We're not really smart enough to recognize hecklers. We just think you're participating. It's a lot of fun. What? We? Go? Huh?
I was saying he's also from the podcast.
Yes, also from the Northwest Nerdcast.
Yes.
You can't just call yesterday. It the podcast. It's not like a generic.
I can, because it's the podcast.
It is the. That's the one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. They should be listening to that, not ours.
Yeah, don't listen to this.
Sucks.
This is crap.
This is awful.
I don't even know what we're doing.
I don't either.
This is proof that having like good equipment and a steady listener base does not make you a good podcaster.
No.
Not in the least.
And where's everyone from Podcast 101 or 102 to see how not to do a podcast?
Right there.
No, there was more than just you.
Actually, no. Like over 50% of this audience was in podcasting either 101 or 102 or both. If you count us.
Wow.
So,
thanks.
Anyway.
You would have had to show up to 102.
You would have had to show up to 102.
But I wasn't feeling well, and I wanted to make it to this.
Well, you shouldn't have.
No. Apparently, I backed the wrong horse on that one.
Oh, boy. Did you?
What, no horse jokes? I was waiting. I was even drinking water.
Nice. Oh, I made all. I ran.
Yeah, it is.
I ran all of the horse jokes out yesterday at lunch. Remember?
Yeah.
So, God. And that's a truth. That's a truth. Oh, we got another question.
Can you tell us about your newfound menu that you created over lunch yesterday?
Okay, I drank a lot last night. I really did. I'm not entirely sure I remember what you're talking about.
Caligula?
Oh, the Caligula lunch. That's right. That was the Caesar salad with the extra special sauce. Right.
While I was eating my Caesar salad.
With a side of horse.
With a side of horse.
And a scoop of Crisco. Yeah, it was.
What was in the dressing?
Mayonnaise. And a little bit of blood. Yes.
Yeah.
It's special.
Have you seen Caligula? They don't know what little bit of blood means.
What's cool is you can get a sister salad, but you have to eat them together. So. History. That all happened, all right? Jeez. Don't shoot me. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were all forgetting about that collectively. Oh, man. Up to the elbow. Never forget.
Right.
All right.
And thanks to Bob Guccione for wanting to make films.
Never say that again. Not in my presence.
Why?
We have another question.
Yes. Luke Ski.
Yes. So I'm not asking this.
How come everybody's going to the side of the mic that's not pointed towards them?
Because the guys who knew how the mic worked did it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, here, how about this?
There. Hey, look. This is why we have guests.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Some men know how to use microphones.
You can turn the mic instead of you conforming to the...
No.
That's why he's the professional.
Yeah.
So, I genuinely do not know. Are you guys actual bards? As in, do you create music of any kind?
I do write fake songs.
Yes.
And try to get people to... because I have no musical talent, really, to speak of. But I try to get people to record them. I have only ever successfully gotten one recorded, and it was specific to Darkness Rising.
Mm-hmm. And specific to bards.
It was specific to bards. That's true. That's true. And I don't know if you haven't seen it. It's called Farce and Violence, and it's a parody of Sound of Silence. So hello, Darkness, my old friend. I've come to roll with you again. That kind of thing. And we have Christian Doyle in just the best, like, Willie Ames wig you've ever seen, in that it's horrible. Like, it is an awful wig, and it's great.
Oh, yeah.
And Brian Lewis, obviously not playing a guitar.
Obviously.
Just so obviously not playing. It's a lot of fun. It's on YouTube, so Farce and Violence, check it out.
But you did have a good Star Trek one recently.
Oh, yeah. It was Frozen, right? I did the parody of Frozen, but with Jean-Luc Picard. So, what was it?
Make It So?
Make It So was the bit, yeah, but it was like, the stars glow white in the void tonight, not a warship to be seen. You know, and the whole thing went off about they were in the neutral zone, and the Romulans attacked, and he was going to try diplomacy, but he shot him anyway, and then had some Earl Grey tea. So, it worked out pretty well, actually, but again, I don't know anybody to actually put music to it, and no.
And I just play one in films.
Yeah, I've seen The Gamers, but I haven't seen The Gamers Darkness Rising, unfortunately. Ironically, I think I own it on DVD. I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Same with us. So, yeah. That's racist. Wow.
Why does everything come out of my mouth have to be racist?
Right?
I don't.
I've been asking you that for a year.
It's not, though.
Oh.
You just interpret it as such.
That's racist.
Right.
They're called Tatooine Americans. Imperials, it's true.
Isn't this like
which
the,
America? You
there's
know.
A problem with your theory, or I have an idea with your theory, or.
Oh, no, that was be, the. That was
oh,
the
technically,
technically.
Technically. They're not Tatooine Americans.
Yes, they're Tatooine imperialists.
Right.
Technically. Yeah. We were talking right before the Caligula lunch discussion about people who misuse the word theory. And the appropriate comeback, of course, is I have a hypothesis you're using that word wrong. So we have another question.
All right.
Eye contact does count, by the way. That's just a...
This has probably been asked before and covered, but why and when did you guys start this?
Right, I wish we knew. I don't even remember when. It was a long time. Oh, cripe. Yeah.
He's going to look it up.
Why? Because we had free time on a Sunday, and we really like listening to ourselves.
Yeah.
About the same reason about 95% of podcasts start. Hey, we have the time, and we really like us.
We had the time, and we started Two Bards Productions.
Right,
so we
and
wanted
this was
to have
a,
something that we could
right.
produce that wasn't going to be... taking us forever.
Look at your fancy iPad with a keyboard.
Yeah.
All this technology, we're going to replace it with a tablet. No, I'm going to turn it into a laptop anyway.
I really should fix our website.
Yeah, I know. I've been telling you that forever.
I know. Wow, that's small. May 20th, 2013.
I don't know why you're on Lemon Party anyway, but... May 20th, okay.
May 20th, 2013 was episode one, and so it begins.
And, wow, so we're...
Also shot.
Jesus. We've only been doing this for less than a year. That
yes, and we like started on that Zoom.
We started on this Zoom.
In your apartment in Capitol Hill.
Yes, which, that was a loud podcast.
Yes, that very was echoey.
Echoey, trucks everywhere. The apartment that we were in every time, and we didn't even have to be like a big truck. It could be like a Chihuahua with attitude walking by. The whole place would just shake. It was really reassuring. It felt, being a fat man on the top floor of that building was not a pleasant
time. It
wasn't
pleasant coming to visit you because there was no elevator. Really glad I helped you move now.
Dude, I'm sorry. Okay, bear claws are not a disability.
No, they're a liability.
That's true. Any more questions from the audience at all?
Please.
Mason?
Oh my God, we've only filled 27 minutes.
I know. We'll call this one the quickie. We'll post it. Well, yeah.
Send everyone home for good behavior. Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you kept track and know how many different guests you've had on your podcast.
No. No idea. Not even.
Assuming that you might be, you know, organized.
Like up to and including you? Or
no, actual let's go official with, sitting
no,
down.
No, we got Christian, Connor, Keeter.
We have guests that Buman. Don't start with the same consonant sound.
Buman.
Yeah, Buman.
Trin, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, Aaron.
Aaron.
Brian Lewis. Did we ever have Todd?
Nope.
No Todd. Seth Davis.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
10.
And who was your favorite?
I don't pick
you
favorites,
but
it was Connor.
You can't ask us to choose amongst our children like that.
Try to trap you. Oh, well.
No.
Yeah, Connor, because he wouldn't say fuck.
Yeah, it was still Connor.
The whole time.
He's very pretty.
He just... That and YOLO, fucker. He wouldn't say fuck, but he'd say YOLO every other word because I hate that phrase more than anything in the world, and he knows it. Stupid.
What's your take on...
YOLO!
What's your take on sexism? YOLO's worse.
Just because I live with you, what are your projects that are coming up? Because I have no idea.
Well, obviously a calendar in the living room. We have, of course, we have in post right now Lunch, which is a film by Todd Downing that Two Bards filmed and cut and is doing sound work for. And oh, do I loathe sound work.
And by Two Bards did. Andy did.
You don't work.
Right.
We know this.
Okay.
I'm just along
for the ride.
You're pretty.
Yeah.
You're so pretty.
Really?
No, it's opposite day.
Okay. I was going to say, that's the first time that's ever happened.
Don't even get into it. It's like talking about time travel. We've got Glass Cannons that we're slowly working on, which is a storyteller series featuring wizards from multiple planes getting together at the corner of all magical realms. And there's a really nice little creek that runs through it, and they camp there and tell stories, kind of like Are You Afraid of the Dark? We'll be producing the wizard interstitial bits and inviting other production companies to insert fully produced stories that they don't really have another medium to tell into these bits. Should be a lot of fun.
Yep.
We have a few other things too. There's one thing I can't talk about. So enjoy that.
Well, there's that other thing that we can't talk about either.
No, I got
can
that
we talk
cleared
about
up.
IP?
What?
Can we talk about IP?
The bathroom. It's right over there, dude. If you need to.
I period P period.
Oh. That's gross.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, if you want to talk about Ignatius, go ahead. So we might have had a falling out. Well, Scott the used to come as a persona to a lot of these things. That persona is now no longer in any way associated with Scott for reasons.
Right. And that was one of the reasons that mm-hmm. Two Bards was created.
One of the reasons Two Bards was created.
Because indeed. Andy did some great writing for a character. And we took that back. So we're going to make a new character.
We'll call him J.P. McGildentackle.
No. That was...
The old character is what I'm saying. The right, yeah, but...
Oh. No, can't do that. Okay. That was the old character's brother? Cousin?
Nemesis.
Right. Yeah. That never happened. But should have happened.
Well.
A long time ago.
Hey, man, he's really making nothing right now, so who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway, that being said, remember when we talked about never bad-mouthing anybody because you never know how famous you're going to get? We don't care about anything we actually give as advice. So do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. So we'll hopefully have that.
Well, then you haven't explained really what it is. Do you want to explain it a little bit?
Have we really figured out what it is?
Ignatius Pendergast? He is a Southern professor.
We were accused of stealing.
He is a Southern professor of histories and oddities. And he enjoys giving misinformation to his many, many listener.
Well, it's... Yes, it's his own...
It's his own brand of history, yeah. And it's going to start out with a history of Benjamin Franklin and his travels.
His left-handed teapot,
yeah. Hey, man, you got to put the handle on the right side. And the correct side. I don't know how to turn things, all right?
And now it's not pointed. That was a bad move because now it's totally pointed at the TV and not... The gallery, as we'll call them. The gaggle of gallery. Oh,
well,
hold on.
Sounds kind
of
like, but...
It is magically moving itself towards the gallery as one approaches.
But yeah, we've got a couple of really good gags with...
Not only am I a guest of honor, I'm a grip.
You want a job?
We do have an Omni mic.
Hey, you can get a job.
Yay!
Can you do that same move with something a little bit more narrow?
Yes.
I'm looking out for you, buddy. we've also got some gags.
Just so you know.
It's a living.
Yes! Big take! Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
Well, I married her.
Well, now we know Scott Spitz.
Good thing the mic box was there.
Oh, man, I got to applaud the shirt, too.
I'm glad nobody was wearing a headset on that applause. Or we'd all be fucking killing ourselves.
Should we answer the question?
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
Go ahead.
Let's quick. Okay. You were not fast enough, sir.
Dang it. All right. Bang, marry, or kill. Neil deGrasse Tyson, Bill Nye, and Nick Cage.
Best four-way ever.
Ew.
Do you really?
What? I did.
Bang, marry, kill. It's this game that guy plays, apparently, where you get three people, you have to have sex with one, marry one, and kill one.
I did have a serious question, but then spit take, and I didn't know how to follow it. So.
I'm going to make a suggestion. Go with the other question.
Okay.
All right. I'm not answering the first one. I can't choose.
Oh, dude, it's Bang Tyson, marry an eye, and kill Cage. Yeah, that's like a given. That's not even a question.
I'm sorry, Tyson was way more employable than I. I'm marrying Tyson. And I'm going to destroy Nye.
Plus, dude, if you marry Tyson, you have to move. Nye's local. Well, he's not. He's in L.A.
No, yeah.
But, I mean, he's got a house here.
Quick.
There.
Okay, so did you guys hear about the Triceratops? It's not a dinosaur anymore.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any thoughts? Like, I assume being a fan...
Is this like Uranus?
Nothing's
it's
like
not
mine.
A planet anymore.
Oh my god. I agree, my anus isn't a planet. Uranus is though, and Pluto is a dwarf planet. Yeah.
Poor Scott.
You just can't let me win, can
no.
you?
No.
So what's about the Triceratops? I know nothing about
Not
this.
A real dinosaur. Didn't
what?
Happen. Didn't
what?
Happen.
What? There's bones of it. No. It happened. There are fossilized remains of
there
the
we
innards
go.
Of
All
it.
Right. No, there are no fossilized remains of the innards. That's exactly what doesn't fossilize.
What comes out of the innards fossilizes.
Those are called coprolites.
Yep.
That means dinosaur poop. Well, it means fossilized poop.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for them to hopefully one day prove that Joan Rivers never existed. That's my goal. Well,
oh, if she keeps going the way
by
she
the
is,
way,
she's going to be paper.
Same skeleton as the Triceratops. Yeah. Plastic. She's
what
paper
do you
or
mean
plastic.
It didn't happen.
It's not. It was like multiple incorrectly put together bones from multiple dinosaurs, and also faked extrapolation. I believe was the. Do you want? Come on.
Sir, you have shattered my world. That was my favorite dinosaur.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, what they're
Stay
doing
in
is
the
they decided that the Triceratops, what we commonly think of as the Triceratops, was actually a younger version of another dinosaur. That as Triceratops get older, they have way more than three horns. They curl. All this stuff that they thought Triceratops didn't is wrong because it's just a baby dinosaur of another actual thing. So they're renaming the other thing to Triceratops.
It's like the face hugger and the Xenom. It's like they're different stages of the same thing. You got to put it in terms he's going to
understand. No. I followed everything.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure
but it was a real dinosaur. It was just a baby one of something else.
So what is it now, the Polyceratops?
I think it was the Torosaurus, but that's not a
polyceratops. That's a car.
Oh, that's right.
A horse.
I don't know anything about cars.
Yeah.
Ironically driven with fuel made from dinosaurs.
Don't! Actually, it was Pete. It's Pete Boggs. Compression of Pete. The dinosaurs wouldn't have... Actually...
So cars are powered by scotch.
Yeah, kind of. Well, they're powered by the flavoring for scotch. The peat is
not.
You don't make scotch out of peat. You
okay,
yeah.
I thought you were telling me that scotch tasted like gasoline.
Well, yes, that too.
Well, they're both flammable.
Our gallery is very intelligent.
I am. That's true. It's true.
I want to know how he knows that scotch is flammable.
Plastic dinosaurs are made from dead dinosaurs.
See, you just took what he said and made it a little different.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Shia LaBeouf, everybody.
Oh! I'm going to go get you a paper bag. Well, this is going to be... You're going to make a ton of money. Don't worry.
Well, actually, don't most women do that? Ow.
Congratulations, Scott. You're not the most misogynistic person on the podcast now. All right.
Yeah!
I resemble that remark.
What you said?
I don't even know what to do with you.
Yes. Finally, I've stumped Andy.
I was kind of stumped by nature, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Genetics more than nature.
Sometimes it's a public problem.
You should really consult your
doctor. I know. I have. He doesn't return my calls.
And it doesn't last 4 hours, so.
Be lucky
How
to get 4 minutes.
We're.
It's a good point.
We're
it's
very
point.
Close.
Yeah.
I think we
we're sharing
that.
A room.
I think we addressed that earlier in the podcast.
Yeah.
Seth, put a link to that
don't
time code.
Don't put a link to that time code. Don't. Seth, don't. Ever. Just don't even touch this one.
It won't matter because you're not going to hear it anyway.
No. This is our 99-cent podcast that we were talking about. This is going to be the one. Oh, man, we're jipping the hell out of people. That's racist. I'm racist now. I did it.
I'm
rubbing up on
We're fleecing people? That's what you were doing? What?
I don't frottage.
That word, you can't say it without just thinking of smeg. It's a horrible thing.
It is.
It's a horrible
thing.
And I
blame Matt Vansel for introducing me to the word.
Frottage cheese.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I thought Caligula was bad enough.
Fromage à trois.
It's a frottage.
Yeah, Seth, please link it. We're making a second one. It's happening.
I don't care if you link to it, but Brian and Christian will.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, right.
Link to Fromage à trois. Look it up on YouTube.
I'll link to it. Christian doesn't even have a phone. He lives. He actually lives so far south, he's in the past.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And Brian will just take 5, you know, hours to explain to me what's wrong, and then he'll forget what he's saying anyway. So it's perfect. Fromage à trois. Link it.
I know that guy.
Brian Lewis?
No,
or Fromage à trois?
Just the guy that explains things for so long he forgets what he was explaining.
Sorry, what were you talking about?
I know, right?
Any more questions from the audience before we just light this whole fucking thing on fire?
Yeah, where's Will?
He's in his room selling things.
Oh, yeah, we could ask them questions. We could turn the
whole
thing
around.
I know,
but I just thought if Will could come here, we could set him on fire, and it would be
Oh, yeah, we really
could
set him on fire. He said he was going to show up, but...
Yeah, he's... We have a straggler.
We have John Ellis.
There's hope. There's hope for another question.
Do you have any questions for us? All right.
No, actually.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
That's
screwed.
That's the exact opposite of but actually.
Ew.
It's not like love actually, but with butts. Yeah, come on up to the mic. No? Come on.
Yeah, that's the only way people are going to hear
it. Question, so no, I'm not going to.
Well, we don't know what that word means, so.
It's a far sea.
He's never listened to the podcast.
No.
It's a dinosaur.
No,
it's a farcetious.
It's a fake dinosaur.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be that'd be a period anyway? The farcetious period? In which all the fake dinosaurs exist?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. They swim the fallacy.
That's all right.
That's why I keep you around.
No.
So you've been to the Creationist Museum.
Oh, I learned nothing. It was everything I hoped it would be. You know, in Kansas, they think that Wizard of Oz is a historical account, right? Like, it's pretty bad over there.
Really?
Yeah.
But it was, the first part was in black and white. I thought that was, like, news footage.
The first part of Kansas?
No,
the first part
of
Wizard
of Oz.
Oz.
I thought that was what, you know, newsreel footage, and then they...
That house got picked up and moved to L.A.
Yeah.
I assume that's
how
they talk
color
in Kansas.
In LA.
I don't really know.
Go ahead, say it. Another racist comment?
Yeah, pretty much. It's okay. All right. They can eat at the lunch counters there, too. It's true.
Yeah,
Jesus. Wow. You've got to... Well, in fairness, he is old enough to remember when they turned the hoses on and everything.
They had hoses?
No.
No. But yes, I am.
Yeah, I know. You saw the pictures at the opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
One was on, like, that nitrate film.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, an actual, like, etching cave drawing.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You're old, is what I'm saying.
Yes,
right.
I know.
Yeah.
He was a Triceratops scout.
I've just never known anybody who actually owns an I voted for Mondale button, so that was really, that was cool.
He's speechless. Well, that's a first.
What's up?
No, it's not a first.
It's not a first.
I go through most of the podcast not doing anything.
Oh.
I am the sound of silence.
Sorry, I was just contemplating.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyone else have anything? Because we came completely unprepared.
Not
Oh, God. American schools, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even I know who Mondale was.
Well,
his first name was Walter.
So, I got a question for you.
you joke a lot about like, oh, we're going to throw a show away or whatever. But have you ever had a show that was unusable? And if not, what would it take to make a show? I'm like, we're not putting that on the air.
This. No joke. Because we spent all of the weekend prepping for tech and doing a bunch of other stuff and not actually talking about what we were going to talk about. And if we had a podcasting 201, the first thing I would say is make sure you talk about what you're going to talk about. You talked about... I'm saying that a lot, and it's starting to lose meaning.
You've lost me.
You but discussed in 102 that that when you podcast, you guys meet early in the day on Sunday, talk about your talking points, and then start recording sort of like at 8 o'clock and just knock out a couple of hours. We do at least normally have about a half an hour to an hour of discussion before we go on because we're a banter cast. It's not something we don't make notes or anything like that. We don't have a story arc, you know, it's no hero's journey kind of thing.
No.
But we do at least talk about it. We have not had a single chance to sit together and talk about what we were going to discuss today.
And we rely on our listeners.
And we rely on our listeners who are really fucking dropping the ball, guys.
Pieces of shit this week.
God. Also, that would keep us from releasing. So.
No, I can call them all out on that. We rely on them. We have told them numerous times. Please send questions.
We're really terrible at this. You guys need to fix this for
us. Yeah, it's not
our
fault.
I blame you.
This totally.
You're going to put it out, though. Like, you're talking at them.
Well, yeah.
Right. We're really going to put it out, but we're going to say we're not going to. It's still going to go out. We have nothing else to put out there.
I have no control over this. So.
It's not like we're going to re-record it tomorrow when we get back to the studio. Maybe
yes.
We will.
I don't know.
Are you guys going to steal any more ideas for future podcasts? Because you steal the premium account one. That's good. I mean, we don't have the listeners to do that yet, but you guys should.
Well, again, we all stole that from Dan Savage and a couple of other
people.
No,
they stole it from our idea first.
Oh, right, right.
Shut up, Mike.
Jeez.
IP.
What?
Ooh. Ooh.
Busted. Way to represent like a dickhead.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's what I didn't say at opening ceremonies last night.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy?
Don't be a pinhead.
I'm not a O'Reilly guy or whatever.
I'm not either, but it was in the script,
okay.
And I forgot to say it, so I've said it now.
So, yeah.
Obviously, Andy's DC, but Marvel or DC?
Excuse me? You don't pigeonhole me because of the shirt I'm wearing today.
Okay.
My man.
This question goes out to you too, then.
All right.
DC or Marvel?
Vertigo. So DC, I guess.
Okay.
Vertigo all the way.
Dark Horse.
Oh.
No, awesome. Comics. Not what you did in Enum Claw. Think about it.
Wow, I really hope the mic pick that up.
I do too.
Horse fucking.
It's big in Enum Claw.
Thanks,
it's
Ron.
Big in Enum Claw. Who knew that like this was the state? What do you export? Tech, apples, and horse cock. No, not on the people. Well, kind of on the people.
Do you have another question, please?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
I heard that Dark Horse and actually got their license. You know, LucasArts said, no, you can't do any more Star Wars stuff.
Yep.
How do you guys feel about that?
As far as I know, people haven't done any Star Wars stuff since like 1983, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess
we'll see
books.
What happens
when
Disney
good,
starts putting out the comics.
It's actually
yeah.
Marvel now.
Yeah.
Marvel picked up
it's all the same thing.
Well, Star Wars was always
original. And it's all owned by Westinghouse, and they're going to make tanks, and they're going to blow people up, so you go. You go and you watch your Mickey Mouse, all right? You're funding the war machine. Hoo-hoo!
The end of war machine.
Ooh. He's Al-Qaeda.
I hate the Arabs. Yuck.
Actually, I'm a member of the FSM. Our group is called Alfredo. Is that racist?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Cheese across the
yeah.
Former army.
We already did the... Never mind.
What? Huh, what?
No, I think I've already done that joke in a podcast.
Which one? Do it because...
The Italian helicopter.
It's called recycling.
Oh, God,
oh,
no.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did do
yeah.
that one.
Don't do that.
I'm not. I've already done it.
Okay.
I would never repeat a joke.
I swear to God, I will summon Tony Danza to beat you up. And you'll love
Danza.
Tony Danza.
Tony Danza.
Angela.
Mona. But he's looking pretty good in his old, muscly, veiny, as you pointed out, age.
Yeah. In a sort of, he's an entire crow's foot.
Yeah.
From head to toe sort
and
of way.
And very leathery.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah.
He's taken on, not George Harrison, that was a Beatle.
No,
Love
it's
at
George.
First Bite.
Yeah.
George Hamilton.
Love at First Bite, really?
Yep.
Really? You got one.
Thanks.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
Was it Love at First Bite or was it Once Bitten? It was Love at First Bite.
Okay, good. Just give me one. Shut up.
Okay. He was very tan.
He was. Yeah, he's orange.
He is very orange. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
He's a good Zorro.
Really?
Yeah, long time ago.
Zorro. Oh, no. I'm just questioning whether
he
was
there.
Good.
It's all good.
I watched it in the theaters. Yes, Zorro the Gable.
Right, right. Yeah, that was a good. That was good for sure.
No Errol Flynn.
No Errol Flynn.
Hey, another question.
So you just mentioned Love at First Bite, and you were talking about Nick Cage earlier. Have you seen
the pet shop? He owned the pet shop. Okay, now I remember it. The Love at First Bite thing.
Have you seen Vampire's Kiss?
With Nick Cage, where he's, yeah.
It's his first his first feature film where he's starring in it. Have you listened to the commentary on the DVD?
No.
No.
It is phenomenal because he's doing the commentary along with the director and is being completely serious about the entire thing. Like, never once said, oh, this was a pretty bad movie or anything. Was just like, oh, yeah, you know, I was so into the character, and I did all this method acting for this. And he really, like, starts talking about his craft of acting, and you're watching him on the screen going, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. How can you be serious about this? It's a real gem. You should listen to it.
There are a few movie commentaries that are just absolutely awesome. If you ever get a chance, grab Terminator 2 and listen to the commentary from Arnold Schwarzenegger on the Terminator 2 DVD, because it's like that. It's like that audio narration for blind people. He just sits there and like tells you what he's doing, and it's incredible. As an art piece, it is one of the most wonderful things ever. He's like, and here I was acting like I was angry, and over here I was. And it's just so wonderful. He's like, it's so.
Good impression, actually.
Oh, it is just great. There are a few others that are pretty good. Merry and Pippin on the Lord of the Rings. Never buy the Blu-ray, by the way. It's the one time I will say, don't buy a Blu-ray of a movie. We got the Blu-ray of Lord of the Rings. Watched it. You can see every zipper, every wig tat, everything, because it was not meant to be seen with that kind of fidelity. Very sad. I wet in my eyes.
And just for the record, I like Nick Cage. So.
And you are frequently wrong. This is not surprising in any way.
I know.
I mean,
he's the greatest bad actor in Hollywood.
I don't know
no,
how
no,
this
no.
happened,
he,
but
he was,
she.
He was. Sorry, we have not addressed you yet. You do not.
Hi,
exist.
Guys. Yep, please. Have fun. We'll try to be at your podcast, yeah. Theirs is going to be good, though.
He sucks now because he does, you know, a movie a month. But there was a period of time when Nicolas Cage was, you know, really good.
It's like the fact. It's like, oh, you got to get your cagey pads. It's your time of the month. Go to your film.
Yes, we have a question.
Yay, I've been addressed. She reminded me of something. Have you ever watched, like, an American movie, but in a different language? And if so, which one was any good?
Have you ever watched an American movie in a different language? Like, different than American?
Different than English.
Oh. So not an English movie, an actual American movie.
Right. Like, I would suggest Pirates of the Caribbean in French.
Pourquoi? That just makes no sense to me.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
You should watch it.
If we could do the thing where we could run a movie through Google Translate and then run it back and then apply that as the dialogue, I would watch the hell out of every movie like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be true. The closest thing that I've ever done is I've watched Full Monty in the original Yorkshire. Because yes. they dubbed a lot. I was shocked at how much they dubbed. And when you watch it in the original Yorkshire, it's a different film. So.
It was originally done in Terrier?
Yes.
Wow. Go ahead, Lori, hit him with the fan, please. Thank you.
Weren't terriers bred to hunt badgers?
We don't need no stinking badgers.
No, those were dachshunds.
Honey badgers?
Honey badgers. I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Anyway, we need to clear out of the room.
We do.
And we need to clear out of this.
That's
yeah,
so
oh.
unfortunate. Oh. I'm sorry that this has to come to an end.
Thank fucking Christ.
Encore.
Yeah, no one out there is going, oh.
Yeah, it's okay.
One, two, three.
Oh.
Oh, hey, they did it. Good audience.
Good, yeah.
Yay.
Cool. Thank you guys for showing up.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Tune into the actual podcast. I promise it's better. This is...
It is.
This is a result of a really bad night. I mean, it was a good night, and that's the problem. It was a very good night.
It's a good night, but at the same time, it's a bad night.
Yeah, yeah. My tongue is swelling as we speak, so.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening.
My tongue is swelling as we speak.
Please.
Come
on our
bukkake on Gordon Duke.
That brings an entirely new meaning to Milky Way.